Blog Talk Radio.
What up? Long time no, can't be long time no see. Long time no hear. What's up, my peeps? Did you miss me? I'm back tonight for another show. Going to be on for about an hour-ish, because this is something important that we all need to talk about, so we're going to talk about it tonight. I say about an hour-ish, hour-ish, because my situation has changed again. So I'm going to start training for a new job tomorrow, so I can't be up all night. So, but I'm here tonight for an hour-ish to give you this information. I'm not sure when I'll be back on, maybe next week, maybe the week after, but I will definitely try to let you know whenever I'm back. Hopefully it'll be before the election. We got, 2 weeks before the election, one of the most important elections of our lifetime. So if you haven't voted, vote. If you don't live in a state where you have early voting and you got to wait till election day, do whatever you got to do to vote. If you got early, if you can do early election, please do that. I did it yesterday. Here in North Carolina, we've gotten to the 31st, which is Halloween. But I went in yesterday. I was only in there for, about 45 minutes. I wasn't in there long. I had one of the election workers. She was flirting with me. I had a mask on, so she couldn't see me blushing. She was talking about my butt, even though I don't have one. But it was funny. She made me laugh. I hadn't been hit on by an older woman in a long time, so I thought that was pretty cool. What would have really probably put her in a loop, I'd ask her for a phone number. Also, while I was there, this is a military town, and I got in line. I was the last person in line for about maybe a couple of minutes, and this young, I guess he was a white guy, younger white guy got behind me. He looked like he was probably in the military, so we go through the line, blah, 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 no problem. We go to a table. They tell us to go to another table, so we went to a table. You have to give them your information. They tried to pass a law here where you had to show ID, which is just right-wing bullshit, because they got all your information in the computer. All you need to do is just give them your name, your address, and if you're not sitting there making up stuff, then you're not going to get in trouble. So that having the ID crap is just is pure crap. It's pretty much like the old poll taxes back in the day. Either they made you take a test or you had to pay to vote. And, you know, just straight up right wing bullshit, just like I said. You give them that information, they give you a piece of paper, you take it to another table, they ask you a few questions, they get your ballot, you have to sign and all that kind of stuff. And they use computers now, so they match up your stuff to make sure you're legit. So there's no way you can go back and vote twice. There's just no way, because as soon as you try to go back and give them the same information you gave them, it's gonna kick you out because your information's already there. They've already got you down for voting already. So that ID stuff by the Republicans is just straight bullshit. This is just another tactic in them trying to suppress the vote, So anyway, so this young guy gets behind me in line. We get up there. I'm getting the ladies flirting with me, and I could hear them talking to the other guy. So they asked him for his name, address. His stuff wasn't matched. I don't think he even registered to vote. So they told him to go to another table. So he went to another table, and there's his young sister over there talking to him, trying to get his information. He didn't even register to vote. So I hear him tell the girl, well, all I wanted to do was vote for the president of the United States. And that gave it away. And then after that, they told him that he couldn't do it because whatever wasn't right. So he says, well, thank you for your time or whatever. Then he walks out. So this clown, to me, seems like all he wanted to do was go in and vote for Trump and then leave. Even if you would have walked up in there and that's the only vote you put down there, they would have kicked it out because you got to vote for everybody else on the ticket. You just can't go in there, vote for one person and then take off. And I guarantee you that's what he was in there for, trying to vote for Trump. But then he got mad because he couldn't do it and then he left. And I will say to people, if you're registered to vote, eligible to vote, go vote. You need to vote. Don't listen to these people talking about that your vote don't matter. Your vote matters, because if your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't be trying so hard to keep you from voting. I was listening to the radio this morning. They were talking about, the orange shit giving, is telling his fans to go to polling places and watch. Number one, you can't do that. That's a felony. You cannot keep people from voting. I don't give a damn who you are. You know, and taking guns and look, call black people some of the most violent people in America. Every time you turn around, there's these clowns and guns. They want to go kidnap the governor of Michigan because she was telling these asshats to wear masks. And they want to call us violent. They are compensating for something that they don't have. That's why every time you turn around, they walk around with a gun on their back. Every single time. And they want to call us violent. All they're trying to do is suppress us from voting because they know once we get in there and start voting, that's a wrap. We're voting them out of office. We're getting them out because they are no good to nobody but themselves. The only people making money in this country are them, nobody else. If Obama tried to do some of the shit that Trump is doing now, they would have had him arrested a long time ago. Even though they say you can't arrest sitting president, they would have arrested his ass a long time ago. And they know it. In the immortal words of the legendary Sidney Poitier in one of my favorite movies, In the Heat of the Night, where he said, and I'm going to see if I can get this right. There is white time and there is colored time. And the worst time you can do is colored time. We have two criminal justice systems in this country, for white folk and for black folk. And if you don't believe me, very good example of that is cocaine. If a white guy gets caught with cocaine, he will not do as much time as a black guy getting caught with crack. And they did that shit on purpose. The reason why I'm doing this show tonight, matter of fact, this is the third, I guess you can call it the third annual show. And these stats I'm going to read you in a few minutes are from the FBI. What they do is in late September, early October, they release the crime stats from the year before. So the stats I'm going to read you tonight are from 2019. And the reason why I started doing this is because I was doing a show, 3 years ago, about crime in America and how certain people want to always try to make it seem like that only minorities in this country commits crime, which is bullshit. Everybody commits. They want you to think is that Republicans use fear as a weapon to get votes. And they will swear up and down, and orange shit giving is doing that now. He's calling himself the law and order president. He's got so many people in his cabinet and is locked up in jail. Who's law and order? Him and his family are stealing from the government. Who's law and order? Every time you turn around, he's lying about something, breaking laws or whatever. So who's law and order? Black people in this country make up about 13% of the population, but they're like 40-something percent in the jail system. So if every crime in this country was committed by black people, everybody black would be in jail, and we know that's not true. But that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that all minorities in this country, all we do is commit crime and blah blah blah, and they are sitting there stealing right up under everybody's nose, and nobody says anything about it because they can get away with it because there are two systems of law. Of criminal justice in this country. If you have money and you get in trouble, you can buy your way out of anything. If you don't have money and get caught for something, that's your ass. It's a wrap. And they know it. So they can try to get away with anything they want to get away with. And now it comes out that your president has probably paid less in taxes than you or me. But this guy's supposed to be so rich. He's supposed to be, you know, just slopping over with money falling out of his pocket. And come to find out, and we will find out, that he ain't worth a damn. He's got $400-some million of debt that's coming due in the next, 3 or 4 years. So where's he going to get? He ain't got that money. He's not as rich as he claims he is, but people want to believe he is. He's not. He's not. He's full of shit. He's full of hot air and he's full of shit. And he's showing up ain't full of money because he ain't got it. He does not have the money that that he wants everybody to believe he's got. He ain't got it. But they will swear up and down that he's so rich. Every time I see one of his signs or one of his flags on the way that I drive to the other job, I give my middle finger a workout, because every time I see something with Trump on it, I give it the middle finger. I give my one finger salute, because this guy is full of shit and his fans are full of shit. And if they believe them, they're about as dumb as he is. But, you know, you get what you get. You know, and now he's sitting up here pretending that, you know, he's above everybody else. He can do whatever, you know, whatever he wants to. He's still lying, and that's all he does is lie. Lies about the money that he ain't got. Still swindling everybody out of cash. His fans don't give a damn. I mean, it's unbelievable. If anybody else tried to get away with this shit that he's getting up, that he does, they'd be in jail by now. Time for him to go. This experiment of having this so-called businessman as president, this shit ain't working. This is what we tried to tell you 4 years ago. No, it wasn't going to work. No, he's got no idea what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just taking money and getting away with it, and his fans are dumb enough to believe it. So, you know, well, we got to put an end to this shit. So you need to vote. If you hadn't voted already, got to get him out. And one thing that I'm amazed, you know, the deficit is through the roof. And I remember when Obama was in, the teabaggers, remember those people, the teabag party, you know, those clowns walking around with the stupid ass hats with their stupid ass pictures, talking all that yak about Obama, about we don't want this debt, the gold, so we don't want our grandkids to be paying for this debt, you know, years down the line. And now he's ran his debt up so high, but nobody's saying anything about it. Everybody's quiet. That's what I'm saying. There are two types of laws, two types of rules that we go by in this country. It's okay for this clown to run up debt and do all this other kind of stuff, but if anybody else does it, then there's a problem. You know, this clown was warned about the coronavirus getting here, but did he do anything about it? Nope. He's still having these rallies because he claims he had it. I don't believe he had it. I don't think he had it. I think it was just a hoax to get his people believing that he had it for a minute, and then all of a sudden he's fine. I just don't believe it. But his wife's got it, or had it. His son's got it. Other people around him are catching it. So somebody's got to have it, and they're just spreading this shit around like it, you know, like a pack of gum. But his dumb fans are still eating that shit up, because they know no better. He was here in North Carolina not too long ago, and I think he's supposed to be coming. Him or his, somebody in his family will be coming back. And now our rates are going up because his fans are just too fucking stupid. They go to these rallies without masks on and they're just spreading it around. I mean, and you can't talk to people like that. I quit trying to talk to them. Matter of fact, one of them got me kicked off of a fake book again for 30 days because I made a comment. And one thing about fake book is they don't try to get both sides of the story. They just go by whatever somebody tells them, and then they just kick you off for 30 days or however long. And then the excuse they give you is, well, we don't have enough people working, so we can't verify. Yes, you can verify it. But if you want to kick, just kick me off. That's cool. If anybody out there listening that's old enough to remember a Black Planet, if you know how to bring that shit back, bring it back. But that's what we need. This fake book is just too phony. Bring back Black Planet. That's what we need. If I could develop that and bring it, I'd have it back. Because fake book is just getting on my nerves. You make comments to somebody, and then all they pretend to get offended, then they report you I mean, something, and your side don't get heard. They just kick you off. Well, I need a vacation from it anyway. So it's cool. It's all good. It's all good. Do what you got to do. It's your crap. You can do what you want to do with it. So anyway, I'm trying to think about anything else I need to go over before I get into these stats, because I'm going to read you stats, and they go down the list. I'm going down this, and I'll tell you how I'm going to do them in just a second. And we're also going to touch on a little bit on cops killing black people. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. I think in order to understand that, you probably need to go back. I would say if you're in the house, you can't do anything, you can't go to work, you can't whatever, you could always go back on the site and go back into the archives. And I've talked about a whole bunch of subjects on here. I talked about the Freedom Riders when they were trying to get, you know, black people registered to vote. I talk about Plantation Police, which is the grandfather of the current day police department. And that's the reason why they've been killing black folks like nobody's business, because they used to get away with that. And they still think they do, and they still do, unfortunately. Every now and again, we might get lucky and get a case where, you know, the other way, but they're still killing black folk, because back in the day, they could do it and get away with it. And we'll touch on that in just a little bit. But I'm going to try to keep this on schedule. So I'm going to tell you what I'm getting ready to read to you, and then I'll explain it. And then also, too, if you want to check this out, you can always go to the website, which is it is ucr.fbi.gov, put a heading where it says 2019 crime in the United States. And this is where I'm getting these stats from. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to read you the offense. And then what I do is I give you the total of whatever that offense is. And then I do white and black. And I do white and black because, and also it's got American Indian. It's got other, Asian, and it's got other. I don't do those because I want to keep it to black and white, because it's mostly, unfortunately, and we all know it's true, and, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but unfortunately, white people think black people commit the most crime in this country, and it's not true, and it hasn't been true for the while I've been doing this show, for the last 3 years, and it just comes down to white people commit the most crime in this country. Now, they may try to flip it and have you think that that's the opposite. It is not the opposite. And if you don't believe me, go to ucr.fbi.gov and look for the table that says 2019 crime in the United States, and you can see it for yourself. Because the one thing I do on this show, I give you facts. I don't make up facts. I don't make up stuff. I don't sugarcoat it. I give it to you straight. Now, this is going to take a little while. That's why I'm going to go ahead and get started now, because I'm going to go down not the entire list, but I'm going to hit the major crimes, and there's quite a few. So let's get started. All right. Now, the total charge in the United States for crimes, the total amount is 6,816,975. White, 4,729,290. Black, 1,815,144. Murder and negligent manslaughter, total 7,964. White, 3,650. Black, 4,078. Rape, total 16,599. White, 11,588. Black, 4,427. Robbery, total $56,305. White, $29,677. Aggravated assault, total $274,376. White, $169,467. Black, $91,164. Burglary, $118,843. White, $81,104. Black, $34,188. $592,679. White is $393,226. Black is $178,923. All right, let's go to the next list. Motor vehicle theft. Total $57,278. White, $38,719. Black, $16,409. Arson, $291. White, $4,453. Black, $1,553. Arson. Violent crime, and they break this down into two. So arson, violent crime. Total is $355,244. White is $209,848. Black is $129,346. Arson property crime. Total $775,091. White, $517,502. Black, $231,087. Other assaults. Total $703,534. White, $455,901. Black, $219,400. Forgery and counterfeiting. Total $32,100. White, $21,537. Black, $9,668. Fraud, $78,698. White, $51,861. Black, $24,041. Embezzlement, total $9,886,983. Black, $3,587. Stolen property, buying, receiving, possessing. Total $63,035. White, $38,751. Black, $21,998. Vandalism, $126,161. White, $86,360. Black, $34,670. Weapons, carrying, possessing. Total, $108,847. White, $60,494. Black, $45,530. Prostitution and commercialized vice. Total, $19,811. White, $10,074. Black, $8,370. Sex offenses, except rape and prostitution. Total, $28,627. White, $21,360. Black, $5,903. 1,052,101. White, 748,874. Black, 274,670. Gambling, total 1,895. White, 1,081. Black, 553. Oops. Gambling, okay. Offenses against the family and children. Total, 58,042. White, 38,196. black 16,454. Driving under the influence, total 646,607. White 526,928. Liquor laws, total 109,887. White 85,350. Black 17,077. Drunkenness, total 218,095. White 164,797. Black 32,255. Disorderly conduct, total 208,696. Black 64,049. Vagrancy, total 15,952. White 10,763. Black 4,497. All other offenses except traffic, total 2,192,791. White 1,532,998. Black 577,689. Suspicion, total 1,316. White 1,008. Black 257. Curfew and loitering law violations. Total is 10,565. White 6,948. Black 3,155. Now the next table is for arrest under 18. And we will begin with total for these 475,371. White 296,881. Black 161,149. Murder and negligent manslaughter, total 629. White 298. Black 314. Rape, total 2,800. White 1,990. Black 732. Robbery, total is 12,148. White is 4,391. Black 7,486. Aggravated assault, total is 19,159. White 10,810. Black 7,602. Burglary, total is 14,248. White is 8,083. Black is 5,632. Larceny theft, total is 60,623. White is 33,603. Black is 24,837. Motor vehicle theft, total is 9,637. White is 4,523, and black is 4,789. Arson, total is 1,241. White is 862, black is 341. Arson violent crime, total is 34,736. White is 17,489, black is 16,134. Arson property crime, total is 85,749. White is 47,071, black is 35,599. Other assaults, total is 86,016. White is 51,035. Black is 32,259. Forgery and counterfeiting, total is 600. 373 is white, 215 is black. Fraud total is 2,547. White is 1,274. Black is 1,181. Embezzlement total is 392. White is 183. Black is 195. Stolen property, buying, receiving, possessing total is 6,355. White is 2,201. Black is 3,962. Vandalism total is 22,150. White is 15,419. Black is 6,025. Weapons, carrying, possessing total is 11,381. White is 6,327. Black is 4,703. Prostitution and commercialized vice total is 213. White is 101. Black is 108. Sex offenses, except rape and prostitution, total is 4,651. White is 3,471. Black is 1,013. Drug abuse violations, total is 54,459. White is 40,735. Black is 11,651. Gambling total is 149. White is 87. Black is 57. Offenses against the family and children total is 2,056. White is 1,377. Black is 463. Driving under the influence total is 3,460. White is 3,093. Black is 203. Liquor laws total is 16,621. White is 14,274. Black is 1,127. Drunkenness total is 2,306. White is 1,784. Black is 275. Disorderly conduct total is 36,195. White is 19,802. Black is 15,144. Vagrancy total is 255. White is 183. Black is 63. All other offenses except traffic total is 94,492. White is 63,638. Black is 27,609. Suspicion, 3. White is 16. Black is 6. Curfew and loitering law violations total is 10,565. White is 6,948. Black is 3,155. So I think this is the same thing. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, that's total. Okay. All right. So for the last one. Okay. So this is the last table. Okay. Now this is for arrest 18 and over. The first one I read is for all total. So this is a different list. These are three lists that I pick out, but there are a few more lists on there that I don't even go into because there's a whole lot of stuff there, and I'm trying not to put you to sleep. And also remember that these totals, the percentages may not add to 100 because they round off, and plus I don't read you all the other ethnicities too, because what we're wanting to concentrate on is the black and the white, because we seem to be told that only black and brown people in this country commit the most crime. That's what they want you to believe, and they're full of shit as usual. Okay, so let's go. Got about 19 minutes left. There's a few more things I want to get into. Okay, arrest 18 and over. All right, total is 6,341,604. White is 4,432,409. Black is 1,653,995. Murder and negligent not manslaughter. Total of 3,352. Black is 3,764. Rape is 13,799. White is 9,598. Black is 3,695. Robbery total is 44,157. White is 20,752. Black is 22,191. Aggravated assault total is 255,217. White is 158,657. Black is 83,562. Burglary is 104,595. White is 73,021. Black is 28,556. Larceny theft total is 532,056. White is 359,623. Black is 154,100. Motor vehicle theft total is 47,000. I'm sorry. These all these numbers are running together. Motor vehicle theft 47,641. White is 34,196. Black is 11,620. Arson, total is 5,050. White is 3,050. Man, these numbers running together. White, 3,591. Black, 1,212. Arson, violent crime. Total is 320,508. White, 192,359. And black is 113,212. Arson, property crime. Total is 689,342. White is 470,431. Black is 195,488. Other assaults. Total is 617,518. White is 404,866. Black is 187,141. Forgery and counterfeiting total is 31,500. White is 21,164. Black is 9,453. Fraud total is 76,151. White is 50,587. Black is 22,860. Embezzlement, 9,494. White is 5,800. Black is 3,392. Stolen property, buying, receiving, possessing, total is 56,680. White is 36,550. Black is 18,036. Vandalism total is 104,011. White is 70,941. Black is 28,645. Weapons, carrying, possessing, total is 97,466. White is 54,167. Black is 40,827. Prostitution and commercialized vice total is 19,598. White is 9,973. Black is 8,262. Sex offenses, except rape and prostitution, total is 23,976. White is 17,889. Black is 4,890. Drug abuse violations, total is 997,642. White is 708,139. Black is 263,019. Gambling, total is 1,746. White is 994. Black is 496. Offenses against the family and children, total is 55,986. White is 36,819. Black is 15,991. Driving under the influence, total is 643,147. 523,835. Black is 90,685. Liquor laws, total is 93,266. White is 71,076. Black is 15,950. Drunkenness, total is 215,789. White is 163,013. Black is 31,980. Disorderly conduct, total is 172,495. White is 112,874. Black is 48,905. Losing my voice. Vagrancy, total is 15,695. White is 10,580. Black is 4,432. Other offenses except traffic, total is 2,098,299. White is 1,469,360. Black is 550,080. Suspicion is 1,000. Total is 1,293. White is 992. Black is 251. And the last one got cut off. So, and that was curfew and loading law violations. Okay, well, that got cut off. So, let me see. So, violent crime. So, in 2019, 69.4% of all individuals arrested were white, 26.6% were black or African American, and 4% were the other races. Of arrestees for whom ethnicity was reported, 19.1% were Hispanic or Latino. For all juveniles, persons under the age of 18 arrested in 2019, 62.5% were white, 33.9% were black or African American, and 3.6% were of other races. Of juvenile arrestees for whom ethnicity was reported, 23.6% were Hispanic or Latino. Of all adults arrested in 2019, 69.9% were white, 26.1% were black or African American, and 4% were of other races. Of adult arrestees for whom ethnicity was reported, 18.8% were Hispanic or Latino. White individuals were arrested more often for violent crimes than individuals of any other race and accounted for 59.1% of those arrests. Of adults arrested for murder, 51.3% were black or African American. 45.7% were white and 3% were of other races. White juveniles comprised of 50.3% of all juveniles arrested for violent crimes, and black and African American juveniles accounted for 46.4% of juveniles arrested for violent crime. White juveniles comprised 54.9% of all juveniles arrested for property crime. Of juveniles arrested for drug abuse violations, 74.8% were white. White juveniles comprised of 56.4% of all of juveniles arrested for aggravated assault and 55.4% of juveniles arrested for larceny theft. Violent crime fell 1% compared to 2018. Wait a minute. What did I write down? No, I can't read my own handwriting. I think all these numbers got my brain scrambled. Unarmed black men killed by police in 2019 were 13. Seems like a lot more than that. Wait a minute. What did I write? I don't even know what I wrote this down for. Oh, shoot. Now I done went blank. The rate of police shootings of black Americans is higher than any other ethnicity, 30 per million people, and is 12 million for white people, is 12 per million people. What did I write this down for? I might have wrote this down. Let's see. Now I don't remember what I wrote this down for. All these numbers scrambling my brain don't make it any better. I know, what did I write this down for? I don't remember. I don't remember what I wrote it down for. There's a lot of there are a lot of numbers. A whole lot of numbers. And I'm almost out of time. I set this to go off at 9 o'clock. But I'm trying to see if I got anything else. I don't have any clips. And I wrote his number down, and I can't remember what I wrote the numbers down for. It had to have been something interesting. I just don't remember what I wrote them down for. So there you have it. Like I said, the numbers just go to ucr.fbi.gov, and they will give you the numbers that you're looking for or not. I didn't make the numbers up. I'm just giving you what they have on here. You know, that's all I can do is just report. I don't fudge them, pull them out of the air or whatever. But I do this every year. Usually I do it for 2 hours when I do the show, but I got to cut it short tonight. But I do it to prove the point that all crime in this country is not committed by black folk. They may have you think all crime in this country is committed by black people, and it's not. And those are the figures, and those are the numbers. And if you don't believe me, you can go look it up. Anything I talk about on this show, if you don't believe what I'm talking about, that's why we got Google. It used to be back in the day we had encyclopedias and we had a library. But because we got the Rona, we don't have the library anymore. And ain't nobody got encyclopedias anymore. So you got Google. So you can get on Google and Google it. People, Google is your friend. And Google up any of these numbers I tell you. If you don't believe me, and look it up yourself. We have an orange president that claims to be for law and order, which is just straight bullshit. He's trying to tell you that he's for law and order, while him and his minions are robbing us and taking the shit out the back door while we ain't looking. Now, Are all politicians perfect? Nah. They are no different. They are no different than anybody else. They are human beings just like the rest of them. They are not perfect. But when you have people blatantly lying to your face, like they are the only ones that can do anything, and now the thing is, you know, if you don't vote for me, then the black people are going to come into the suburbs and all this other kind of, you know. Well, I hate to tell you, I did a couple of shows on something called redlining. The government would not let black people move into suburbs. And I've done stories, and I can't get into it now because I don't have time. But maybe, you know, I can redo it again when I have time. But the government created the suburbs, and they also created the slums. So if you ever wondering why, you know, black people do what they do, you know, a lot of them didn't have any choice. And I'm not saying it's right or anything, but, you know, there is no such thing as no law and order president, especially when he's robbing us blind from the other side. And, you know, if I don't get back on in the next couple of weeks, hopefully when I come back on, we'll have a new president that ain't so full of shit, because the one we got now is just straight up full of shit. It ain't even funny. So those are the stats for 2019. Look them up if you want to. Sorry I can't stay on longer than an hour, unfortunately. I've got things to do tonight before I show up tomorrow morning bright and early. But I do want to thank you for listening tonight. I will be back soon with another field report. Not sure what I'll be talking about, but I'll find something to talk about. Yeah, there's my cue to get off. I got 90 seconds to go, but thank you for listening. I will be back real soon. Talk about something else. But like I said, I give you those stats because those are facts. We need to deal with facts and not made up crap. Because it's too easy, and we've seen it, too easy for people in this country to hear something and believe it without trying to do research. And I keep telling people all the time, you gotta do your research. You got to do your research. It will not kill you to look up stuff. It will not kill you to read. It will not kill you if you got a phone. Your phone is a computer. It will not kill you. Instead of looking for those Cardi B pictures, I found them, to get online and to look up facts and to see what's going on around you. It won't kill you to do that. Do that before you look for the Cardi B picture. I found them. And they're nice. Use your phone for some good instead of twerking videos. And like I said, if you haven't voted and you can vote early, do what you got to do. A lot of black folks lost their lives, spilled a lot of blood for you to have the opportunity to vote. Don't let them down. Go vote. I'm not telling you to vote for, but go vote. I'll see you later. Peace out.